Today we are giving it to the press. The formal release is tomorrow. And I wonder, we could do two things for your participation. We could have a signing ceremony where you sign the letter of transmittal. If you wanted to, we could have a 5-minute radio speech if you wanted to do that.
Sure.
I, of course, didn't know that Ehrlichman had people working on this. I mean, I didn't know that Hunt and Liddy existed at the time. But, I mean, I knew Ehrlichman was conducting an investigation, but
yeah,
I...
Yeah, that's my point.
But I didn't know.
I didn't know. I never heard of Hunt and Liddy until June 17th.
But I didn't know how he was going to do it. But, oh, it's a tragic situation. If this were Kennedy in this office, they'd all be going the other way. I mean, one forgets now the atmosphere when 10,000 government documents are stolen.
We had to get in.
You are in an emergency situation.
And, well, frankly, Henry, I'll do exactly the same thing. They steal some. Incidentally, you know, the India-Pakistan thing, that may crack sometime. We conducted one hell of an investigation at that time.
Of course, you know, Ehrlichman never told me what he was doing on any of these.
Does it make any difference?
No, no,
we
I
don't
didn't.
Do it. I mean, no.
That's fine.
No, no, you don't run away from a guy, Henry. Just
I don't run away from
him. If I find it, of course he didn't tell him. We didn't want to know.
But I knew he was conducting an investigation in each case.
Correct. And we said, for God's sakes, why not? Yeah, the India Pakistan, I don't know if that'll break it down that Yeoman might. Anderson knows about that because he knows the Yeoman gave it to him. Yeoman's now, where is he, in the West Coast?
I don't know. I know they got him out of Washington.
They transferred him.
Well, I think, in retrospect, one mistake was that our guys always have so many people involved that they were totally vulnerable to any one guy cracking or leaking.
It's done now. It'll pass.
But I think it makes a difference in the public estimate whether you are investigating leaks or whether you're doing it for what seems
political
to be
purposes.
Political purposes.
People want leaks investigated.
So
don't, and it's not anybody ever asked you, but you're like, we were investigating leaks.
Yeah.
And we are continuing to.
Oh, yes.
Well, do you ever think that with anybody you talk to?
No question.
That if we have to.
No question.
Parts of leaking around the Security Council.
No question. No.
And the State Department. Like somebody standing in front of your desk to boil your papers.
loyal to you.
Totally loyal. Wonderful, wonderful. But what I mean is, you do not do things in an emotional way. My goodness, you ought to remember that most of the fellows who are now having you rely on were not with us on Cambodia, weren't with us on Laos, and weren't with us on May, and weren't with us on June and May 18th. I mean, December 18th, so what the hell?
Yeah.
But we'll survive if you watch.
Oh, I have no doubt, Mr. President, you'll survive. I have no question whatever. I think when this thing quiets down a little bit, you might consider making assistance a little more available to Congress just to blunt the attack.
Assistance like you?
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't have an interest in it.
Sure.
I'm just wondering how we could get into a more offensive posture.
Don't try it right now.
I won't do anything.
But what I meant is, when I say, I'm not speaking to you personally, but I think any of us. Well, I don't know. Yes, yes, there's no reason not to see members of Congress. But like Stennis and people like that, that's very important.
But I'll be out for 2 weeks anyway,
yeah.
More or less.
Boy, when you come back, Henry, see them quite regularly. I see no reason not to.
I really screwed this fellow Palmer, Mr. President. He... The Swede. Yeah, Prince Bernhard is holding a conference in Sweden every year. Not in Sweden, but... a conference of European and American leaders every year, which it was going to take place in Sweden this year, and I had agreed to come 6 months ago. With no, just thinking, if I were in Europe anyway, I might go up there. And never canceled my participation. So the Swedish foreign minister called in our chargé and said it would be very unfortunate if I came under these conditions and with the feelings, even though it's a private conference. So I took this and sent it to Prince Bernhard and used it as an excuse to cancel my participation. I said, under these conditions, I can't come. So Bernhard is now canceling the conference and taking it out of Sweden.
Ah!
Yeah.
Good. That's a small thing, but
it's a mini thing. It doesn't mean anything.
Right. Well, you have anything else you need to check with
the
other day?
Well, it's on that salt. This is the one that we discussed yesterday.
Getting more.
No.
Why are they quieting down?
Well, I think to prevent things, that it would be good for Brezhnev to come here if it's out on a Monday, to come here on Saturday. And he wondered whether he could go up to Camp David before. Now, I know you had had the idea.
With me?
No, without you, it could
sure.
have been. And then he comes back again with
sure.
you 3 days later.
Sure.
Could I offer that to them?
Oh, sure.
Even
sure.
though you wouldn't be the one.
I don't think one day about the logistics. One bit.
So we'll let him come Saturday night.
That's right.
At Camp David. It's the place where we can keep him quiet.
That's right. He'll love being there. He'll love going back there. And I'll go back with
then
him.
You go back with him on Wednesday.
Good. No, anything like that, Henry, there's no problem.
Good.
And I'll do something for him in St. Clement if he wants.
Oh, that's the accounting.
You know, it's really unfair.